We are currently broadcasting. Commissioners, you can begin your discussion at any time.
Pardon me?
Mr. Kraft, would you like to start by informing the commission of what you just informed me about the documents that you sent?
Yes, I can do that. Okay. I think y'all know that by now we've received, since the last draft, three additional sets of comments. We also had a set of comments from Commissioner Long, which did not get to us on the first version. So what we've done is basically to combine all those comments into a single document. We have accepted all of the edits suggested by the commissioners to the document, and then we have gone through and responded to each of the comments made by the commissioners. You have a draft document which to us looks reasonable. I think it covers the issues that we discussed with the commission. I'm pretty well prepared to go through the comments and respond to those if that's your pleasure.
Sounds good.
Okay. If everyone can open or get a copy of either the Word document or the PDF document, which is entitled Markup with Comments and Responses, and go to page 3, the first comment is JD1. Everybody with me? Okay, so the comment is basically that, and this is back to the paragraph which y'all discussed in a prior meeting fairly extensively, where our position was that the technical activities with the highest degree of risk involve implementing SCORE in the VSPCs located in counties with smaller populations. And the comment JD1 is that this is opinion. And in SCORE interviews, Rio Grande County said they were already doing this at their main office and would not change. All counties, including small ones, are already required to be connected for early voting. So from a connectively perspective, this will not change. This whole paragraph is opinion and has been challenged several times in our commission meetings. And our response is that this paragraph has been previously modified to be consistent with the concerns discussed by the commission. And later in that paragraph, we have changes that were suggested by Commissioner Nunes in response to the prior meetings. And basically, we're kind of open to the commission's decision of what to do with this paragraph. I think it's important to note that the conclusion is that this is a risk. We don't have a quantification for this risk. The need is to assess the extent of this risk and take appropriate steps to mitigate it if necessary. There are additional comments. Let's see. The comment HH2 wants to know what information was gathered in the needs assessment process to base this on. This is based upon the information we obtained during our interviews. It's unquantified but a recognizable risk. And as I said, the need is to determine the actual extent of the risk and address it. Comments EMN 3 and 4 were where Ms. Nunes gave us changes which we accepted in the paragraph. Comment HH5 is that this paragraph needs to be rewritten based on the chart showing almost all counties will have less than or equal to early voting locations from the 2012 general election. And that Clerk Long's comments need to be included. Our response is that although we've included a placeholder for the chart that we received does not show a comparison of VSPC requirements to early vote locations. And we've provided a copy of that chart to you in the attachments. It is, I believe that's the summary state drop-off VSC regs, 213-0408 PDF.
So, Paul, do you want me to speak to that? This is Hillary.
Hillary, if you'd like, we've requested, we've requested information on the number of centers that were previously used, and we haven't received it.
Well, I sent it out earlier this week, and then I was reviewing it today when I got this email and noticed that a couple columns were left off. I just resent it this morning.
Okay.
So you probably haven't had a chance to see it, but it does have all that information on it that you just talked about.
Okay.
So sorry about the confusion back and forth.
Oh, it's okay. We just, you know, we're talking about it so we can get it straight.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. And this will show both the coordinated primary and what's required in the generals and the differences.
Okay. And then finally, I think, Commissioner Long, we've incorporated all your comments into that prior to this particular document.
The comment that I made on this particular section was related to the interviews you did with the small and medium counties. I referenced that and noted that they didn't seem to have any issues, so I was wondering where this information came from.
The information came on, I think, conversations with some of the other counties during the interviews and the department's concerns. You know, basically, there is a risk that some counties may need technical assistance to set up what they need to do for VSPCs. Some of the issues that are out there, the alternate connectivity, the ability to provide connectivity if a site is moved, the use of ballot on demand if they want to. I mean, all those issues are technical issues. I have no idea, and I've basically gathered no information that gives me a high level of confidence that 100% of the counties are not going to have a problem with that. And all I'm saying is figure out if there is a problem and if there is, fix it. But recognize that, you know, that is a risk that needs to be addressed in your implementation so it doesn't hit you in the face in November.
Thank you.
So, I mean, what does the commission want to do with that paragraph?
Well, this is Bob Rink, and I don't see anything wrong with calling out risk. I mean, if we bribe them, even if we're somewhat sensitive to the fact that it may not be as important as we ascribed it, I mean, if we call it out, we're a lot more likely to overcome it. And our task, our mission is to give this whole process the greatest likelihood of success. So I think it's important to identify possible risk. I guess that's my attitude about it.
Do you
have
any
Hi there. This is Jesse Danielson. I think where the problems are coming from is that what you just said on the phone, Mr. Kraft, is different than how the report reads. from these very first paragraphs, it's just so evident that the attitude of the report is that this stuff is set up to fail, whereas what the clerks have said in their reporting and what we're hearing on the phone now and what was said in the interviews, you're referencing the risk and that it could fail and all of this, but if what you really want to say is there's a chance that there's going to need some alteration or some assistance, that's a lot different than saying small counties are at huge risk for not being able to have the connectivity that they need to implement these VSPCs. When they have said...
Well, I did not say... Well, I did not say huge risk. I said the technical activities with the highest degree of risk involve implementing SCORE in the VSPCs located in counties with smaller populations. And we then took Commissioner Nunes's rewrites of that based on the commission's discussion. We came back down to a conclusion that it is likely that some counties will need technical assistance. We're not saying this project's doomed to fail. We're saying these are the things you need to address to make sure it's successful. Now, if the commission would like us to delete this paragraph or rewrite it in a particular way, we will be glad to proceed with that. But for any rewriting that we're going to do and have this ready for presentation on Monday, we need to go ahead and get specific guidelines from you.
This is Elena. It seems to me like it's the first couple of sentences that Jesse and Hillary flat. Is there a way to rewrite those two sentences that reflect the difference between what the county said and the assessment of risk?
Okay, that was echoed worse than I was, but I think you asked that we rewrite the first two sentences. Let me take a moment.
Right, I don't know, Jesse or Hillary, do you have proposed alternative language?
I guess this is Hillary, and I guess the part that I do think any risk is worth pointing out so that we're prepared for it. The part I still just don't understand is that the smaller counties have been setting up early voting sites all along, and maybe this is something you discovered, but to my knowledge, they haven't had additional technical assistance with their early voting sites, and so that's the part where I am confused by the calling out of the smaller counties and their issues there. And I mean, all you say it's true. Yeah, they don't have IT teams. And they're still implementing early voting now. And maybe that's the part I'm still not understanding is what you've discovered about the difference between a voter service center and an early voting site.
It's not a matter of what the differences are. And it's not a matter of their past success. Our issue is that you're going to be throwing changes at them. You're going to be throwing changes that are yet to be defined and throwing those changes at counties that have very limited IT resources strikes us as a risk. And
bigger change. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Pardon?
Ed? So I have the question, so is that the bigger technical changes that are coming with the new SCORE system?
No, that's the biggest technical change in 2013. Your technical issues in 2013, none of them are terribly high. The highest two are making sure that counties with limited IT resources are supported, and basically making sure that the assumptions that the CIO or Department of State has about throughput and user load are correct. And you know, the changes to SCORE and the uses of the two modules in 2013 elections and possibly the primary of 2014 are not that scary. Having a county out there that attempts to handle these issues, doesn't understand that they haven't, and develops a problem, that's a possibility that we need to make sure doesn't manifest. And maybe you will survey your counties and discover that they're all just fine and nobody has any problem or needs any help, but nonetheless, you need to at least make that analysis and that survey.
I'm just thinking about what you said.
Okay. I'm going to read the two sentences up and see what we can do with those real quick. So what if we say that we change the first two sentences to basically say that the technical activities with the highest degree of risk or the technical issue with the highest degree of risk is failing to accurately determine and meet the support needs of the counties in implementing the system.
I like that approach. I also think you could even weave in, paying a special attention to counties with limited or no IT resources themselves, because I think that's all valid. It's just, I don't know if that's how to, again, you need to identify which ones are really going to need more support.
Okay. Should I set the phone down and type real quick, or can somebody keep notes of this and come back, or? I guess we've got the recording.
Yeah, I have the PDF up, so otherwise.
Okay, so.
I will pull up the Word and see what I can do.
So what if we input the highest technical risk is failure to properly identify and meet the support needs of counties with limited IT resources, period. And then strike down until while small counties. And to clarify, we can make the highest technical risk for 2013.
Yeah, the other comment that when I reread that and looking at the chart is, and most large counties will be required to operate more. in 2014.
Right.
That's
right.
I guess that's the other part. So,
but
and
I guess we, as we understood it, large counties had significant IT resources mm-hmm. and could pretty well take care of themselves.
Okay. So you didn't see that as a risk?
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, we didn't see them dealing with it as a risk.
At this risk. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. So is everybody happy with that change? So that paragraph is now going to read, the highest technical risk for 213 is failure to properly identify and meet the support needs of counties with limited IT resources. And then it will go into why small counties will be required to implement VSPCs and continue on from there. Okay. Is the commission happy with that?
Thank you so
yes.
much.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have consensus?
This is Law. I agree.
Consensus, yes.
Okay. All right. And we have the revised chart and route, so that covers that issue. Okay. The next thing we're down to is HH6 on page 4. And Commissioner Hall has asked, what's the opinion based on? What makes the changes complex versus just a change? The plan changes include replacing the existing Citrix user interfaces with a new secured web application. It's also likely that the data schema and queries will need modification. Changes of this magnitude are accurately described as complex. And my partner, Steve Freeman, weighed in. Is in software engineering, changes like these are just short of guaranteed to introduce errors and unintended consequences, even the best of development environments. As a consequence, part of the task, there will be a need for careful inspection and testing with an expectation of further changes or adaptations will need to be made. The impact of the risk cannot be predicted at the current conceptual design level, but the risk itself is real. The connectivity issue PwC references in a later comment just makes it worse.
Thanks. That's helpful. I get it's a high level. Just,
yeah.
I appreciate
okay.
the additional information. I don't know if it needs to be included, but I know I found that very helpful.
The 214 modifications to SCORE are high risk. They're being done in a very short time frame. And, you know, frankly, the project managers of that are going to have a very difficult challenge on their hands. We saw nothing to indicate that they're not up to it, and the legislature gave them substantial funding to address it. But I think to categorize it as anything less than complex isn't serving the needs.
Yeah, I'm aligned with that. I just don't, I mean, we keep adding to the picture, and what I'm not sure of from someone else reading this that hasn't been attending our meetings or understanding, you know, some of what you just said, is that important to also put in as part of your assessment? That you see that the staff is up to it. It is, you know, the timeline and the complexity create a risk. Then you seem to just mitigate it with your comments of the staff being up to it and funding being allocated. And I don't see that necessarily reflected in here. I'm curious if you had an intention for not including it.
Well, basically, we've discussed the risk, and we've discussed two different approaches to mitigating the risk with two different project timelines. I don't think there's anything you can do to make this risk go away other than sound project management. I mean, it's an overhanging risk that's going to be there.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to make it go away. Just to be clear, I just didn't know if the additional information that you just spoke to gives people a fuller picture of the risk. Yes, it's a risk, and here's, you know. So I guess that's also a question for the commission of.
I think it's a question for the commission of what do you want to do about it.
This is Elena. I think to Hillary's point, it is helpful to have a little more of that context. I mean, we've been talking about it for a few weeks, so I think we're starting to understand what it means, but adding a little bit more of that in, I think, would just help the reader understand.
Okay, so what can we work out on specific language so that we don't have to bring this back to you for another approval before Monday?
Well, for me, the specific parts that I thought were valuable were saying that the, you know, that the staff, I can't remember exactly how you said it, but, you know, they seemed up to the job and that there's been funding for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that was the part that I found valuable.
Okay.
I can't remember how you framed it better than that about the staff.
Well, I think I said that I thought the staff was up to the task and the legislature had provided funding for it. So can we tag that on just at the end?
I think that would be.
Okay.
That works for me. Others?
Well, this is, all due respect, I don't think that in the short time you've spent on it, Mr., you know, is adequate to say that the staff is up to the task. I mean, that's a pretty important, I believe they are, too. I mean, we've gotten assertions from the staff that, you know, they're ready to take this on and they have a plan and so forth. Seems to be a stretch to make a statement in this report that, you know, that we're up to the task and everything will go along fine. I mean,
yeah, I guess to qualify that, Representative, the staff being up to it is really an assessment more of their attitude and towards the project. We haven't inventoried their capabilities or anything.
Would it also be helpful to quantify complex changes as you did in your response? I like that.
Well, we can bring in the comments that Steve and I made in comments into the text.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, anyone else reading this would get an idea of what we are encountering.
Okay. So just at the point, at the end of the sentence, first sentence there ending in 213, we'll bring in mine and Steve's comments expanding on that risk. Okay.
I like that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And then Commissioner Nunes had a comment there, which we accepted. Tell you what, the thing of trying to merge two different versions of comments, Word didn't like that at all. Okay, the comment JD8. I'm trying to see if we've addressed that. I think we have.
Hey, this is Jesse. I can explain. I think it's kind of what Hillary was getting to, and so you addressed some of it. And really, unless there's something that the two clerks on the call would like altered, or if you're comfortable with it, then I'm comfortable with it, because it really was just a question that came up from previous conversations and my understanding. So there I would say if it's been addressed enough for you, then you don't have to pay any more time on my comment.
And this is Hillary. I'd say, based on our conversation, the addition that Fran just recommended, I'm good.
Okay. Okay. So we can go ahead to comment JD10. And that's back to the throughput issue for 214. The CIO, based on his understanding of the bill and the county's requirements, is estimating an increase in users and traffic of 300 to 400%. Basically making sure that that traffic can be handled is probably the biggest issue. I mean, the scariest thing to me if I was project manager over this would be this one issue, making sure that we don't have a statewide meltdown of the system due to an overload of connectivity or throughput or processing. And frankly, until you can get to the point where you have better estimates on the amount of traffic, the number of users, the number of sites that you're going to put up, you can't even begin to quantify this.
And can some of that be worked in? Because I think that's the important part, is that I think everyone agrees there's going to be more. I think, and maybe that's getting into implementation. I don't know. It's just pointing out, maybe it does. Let me read it one more time. Give me a second.
Okay.
I guess it's just clearly calling out the importance of getting an accurate number of the users and throughput in.
Well, getting an accurate number.
Maybe that's implied.
Doing a design to handle that number and testing and validating that design before it actually goes into production.
And I guess for it's also where I, you know, where my question was coming from, too, was that I think there's also value in accurately identifying that. And I think right now we're basing it on assumptions that I don't understand what's going into those. And I'm not saying we need to solve that now. I just think the getting an accurate estimate of use on the system is going to be critical, like you just said, right, before you can start designing it, before you can all of that. And it's complicated by the fact that it's a new model.
Yeah.
Right, so we're, you know, I don't know where people are making their guesses that's, you know, 300 to 400% increase. Because we see in some counties it would be even less people using the in-person voting, so.
Right, and that's a big unknown is,
yeah,
how many voters are going to be quite happy mailing their ballot back,
mm-hmm.
and how many are going to want to vote in person, and more of the fact is how many for some strange reason or another decide they all want to vote in person at the same moment.
Yeah.
You know, which has always been the big bugaboo with early voting. You can't predict where they're going to move and when. So should we just add a sentence saying accurately predicting user need or the
user load, or I don't know what the right term is.
I say accurately predicting requirements. Well, can't do this succinctly, can we? Accurately predicting these needs is essential to mitigating this risk.
Yeah, I think that is helpful from my standpoint. I think that's a holding place too for us as a commission to talk more about. So, not in this report, I meant as actual our meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just added a sentence at the end after election cycles. accurately estimating these needs is essential to mitigating this risk. Okay. Okay, let's see. On page 7, Commissioner Long was correct. We had not defined corrections and vital records prior to their first use in the chart. We had previously defined them after the chart, so we inserted changes to cover that. Okay, page 8, comment JD 13. And let me read real quick before I start talking. I think, as Commissioner Daniels reported, I think we have addressed that in the body now. But also keep in mind here that at this point in the document, we're attempting to explain how the system currently works and provide a basis for understanding the issue later on in the document when it's discussed in the 213 needs. And Commissioner Nunes had a change, which we accepted within that paragraph. Commissioner Daniels, are you happy with that the way it's written now?
Yeah, my name is Danielson.
Danielson, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Well, I guess if no one else agrees, I think that, again, it comes to the attitude of the paragraph that I was trying to get at, which kept holding us up in these meetings. And if really what we are trying to say is in order to fix the problem, which currently the departments provide these updates on a less frequent basis, just say that instead of going through all of this stuff. But if the others are okay with it, that's fine. I think also somewhere, and I can't remember now if it does live in here, but just actually verbatim saying that the recommendation is that these departments provide nightly updates, and that would essentially, from what I understood from the others in the room, enable the system to function under the new legislation, and that was a hang-up that the Secretary of State was and their offices were okay with, but that we needed to fix that transfer of data. And so if it doesn't state it in the document, maybe it should. And I was saying, hey, all this other stuff is fine, but if all you're trying to say is that the problem is that it's a less frequent match from the other departments, and in order to make this system work under the new law, we need nightly updates, you know, during early vote or however you want to phrase it. That was my suggestion. So if it's addressed elsewhere, that's probably fine.
Okay. Well, our intention was to address that down on page 13.
Okay.
In the bottom of 213 needs. And frankly, the editing and comment on this particular paragraph got a little bit out of hand, because what we were trying to describe for readers who are not familiar with the score system is that, you know, the principal difference here was that previously score operated in a world where you had a 29-day cutoff, and now we're going to same-day registration. And yeah, and we got and Commissioner Nunes gave us those changes, which we accepted to that based on the commission meeting. But yeah, I mean, if the frequency of these updates isn't increased, then that gap will remain and probably actually get worse. And when we get down to page 13 on that need, we can address that as strongly as y'all want. Or I can put it in here if y'all want.
Hi, this is Steve. Just a note of caution, we do have another meeting coming into this conference room in 15 minutes, and we will have to vacate at that time.
Okay.
We scheduled this one. Wow.
Okay. Well, do you want to go ahead with that one or leave it or...
I'm fine with it being addressed elsewhere.
Okay. Okay.
Otherwise, I think that it says that. This is Hillary. I understand Jesse's point, but when you go back and review it, it does look like this is just trying to lay out what's currently happening.
Right. Okay. Comment PW15, that's where I put in a change suggested by Commissioner Long, because we couldn't merge Commissioner Long's comments. Okay, agenda 16 for discussion on Thursday. Now, since the intent of the bill cutting off registration at 8 days was to protect voters. Okay, basically the intent of this paragraph was just to describe the fact that previously you didn't have this 8-day cut off for online voter registration, and now you're going to. And it wasn't part of the design previously because you had the 29-day registration requirement.
So it's included because, why is it included? If there isn't any recommendation there.
Well, this is a description of how the system currently works and understanding kind of the change that's going to impact it.
I don't see a problem with leaving it in. Again, it's just speaking to the overview of how it works, but maybe I'm missing your point, Jesse.
Oh, I read it differently. I saw it as a, because it's in the report, I saw it as highlighting a flaw in the system when actually this is like one of the most convenient pieces of the bill. And the only reason that it has a different cutoff is, like I said, like I tried to say earlier, is the county clerks felt that was enough time to process the applications and get a ballot turned around. Otherwise, sure, we'd have it up to election day. But if it's just there to say this changed, I guess that's fine. I thought it was flagging a problem, so.
No,
okay.
No.
Thanks.
Okay, HH17, we did a change inserting to cover the need to add that other BODs can be used as they've been used in early voting centers today. Is that happy?
Looks good.
Okay. Comment P18. Commissioner Long requested a note here. How many items on the analysis are technical and not currently being met? She had a count of 20 so far. I spent a considerable time last night trying to do this. The problem that I ran into is the 61 items in the spreadsheet are not needs. They are basically changes or statements in the Act. A number of them have multiple needs, and of course, a number of the needs address multiple items. You get into the chicken and the egg question of what needs are technical and which ones are procedural. And no matter which way I counted it, I could build an argument for counting it a different way. And it occurred to me that this particular sentence doesn't really increase the intent of this paragraph or do anything to make the knowledge of it any better. So my suggestion is let's just delete it. I fear that if we try to quantify or statisticize the items in the spreadsheet, we're going to have people getting different counts and raising that issue when it doesn't really matter. And Commissioner Long, since that was your comment, I kind of look to your thoughts on that.
This is Commissioner Long. You did exactly address my point. You had first quantified it with 61, and I was trying to come up with you know, the different aspects, too, so I agree with your point.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay, so H820. Are we? Okay. Ms. Long, question on P19. Ms. Long, question handling load and connectivity. And we classified that as the second item, the less critical needs, because it's not as time critical as the first three needs. It's still very critical, but it's not important to solve that in the next 30 to 60 days.
I agree. Thank you.
Okay. HH20, the high-level view has been drafted and posted for comment. Okay, this is... Oh, okay.
I was just having it reflect what was actually happening.
Okay. Yeah, and we inserted language to cover that. Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks.
And Commissioner Nunes had a change we accepted in EHN21. JD22. Okay. The position in some counties that you only have two technical changes. As the USCIO discussed with the commission at the last meeting, while it's possible these changes are always necessary, that can't be determined until the business process is defined. So, you know, there's nonetheless a concern that changes will not be available for use in the one training event that CDOT's discussed with us, and their plans, you know, don't meet the needs as perceived by counties. So I think there's a disconnect there, and Representative Rankin touched on this heavily in the last meeting. You know, how do you make sure that these users are going to be trained on all the functions they face on the modifications to the system?
And this is Hillary, and I would agree that both for 2013 and even more so for 2014, a training plan absolutely has to be developed, and the fact that we'll have a uniformed way will make should facilitate that. Even though there are fewer changes, it's not just training for SCORE, it's also on implementing all of the different processes.
Right. Okay.
And Fran, does that match your picture, too? Would you think most counties would think, yeah, we definitely need a training plan?
Yes, definitely.
Yep. So we can skip on to the next one. I just wanted to make sure that the clerks felt comfortable with that because it was an issue that I'd heard in, you know, just from other clerks in conversation. They're the experts. So
yeah, I think it's appropriately scaled. I think there are some changes, and I don't anticipate issues with it, just getting it coherent. So thanks, Jesse.
Okay, then we're at JD24 and HH25, and we basically deleted that sentence.
Great.
EMN26, her change was accepted. PWC27, Ms. Long commented this comment was currently met under contingency emergency plans developed by state and approved by both the state and eventual counties. Nowhere in our review of documents and interviews did we find any evidence of plans or processes to meet this need. And whether the state has a COOP plan or not, I think it's still true that ideally this issue should be addressed in a COOP plan.
And I guess I would ask, is that a risk, like, that there's not a COOP plan, I guess, asked another way? And should that be funded?
I hate to say that it's a risk because they may have contingency plans and disaster recovery plans that are accurate. I personally like COOP plans because they're more concerned with managing events and making sure operations continue rather than picking up the pieces after the disaster.
So could we add something around ensuring that there's a, and maybe it's elsewhere, again, I'm looking at one paragraph at a time without looking at the whole, but just ensuring that there is a contingency plan established at both the state and county levels?
Well, let's say plans.
To have it, or maybe that's what, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, ensuring that, let's see. Ensuring that adequate plans are in place to address this need or this risk.
Hi, Steve. I'm sorry to interrupt again. I can schedule some conference call time tomorrow afternoon and notice a meeting today if we finish this, or we have less than 5 minutes to finish up at this point.
I was trying to scan ahead to see.
Hey, this is Jesse. Really quickly, if we can move through the end with respect to the other commissioners not able to attend today, we might just try and finish up if we can instead of scheduling another meeting that they can't attend. If that's possible.
Okay. Do we want to edit the paragraph to PWC 27 at all and HH 28?
Sorry.
I like the way you were going. This is Commissioner Long. Ensure adequate, the verbiage that you had.
How about steps must be taken to ensure? That such procedures are in place.
I like the idea of resources as well.
Yeah, things to drive action.
Procedures are in place. These procedures and adequate resources are in place. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. EMN 29, change accepted. HH 30. A stronger recommendation. Okay. And this is vital records. So.
And this might also just be one where the system can handle daily updates. It's working out that process with the departments.
We didn't get any indication that the system couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
As we understand the system, it has a place where those files land, and it goes and looks for them every night.
And so maybe that's it from a technical standpoint. There's no, maybe that's what we say, and then as a commission, we take on the policy issue of how do we get that accomplished.
Yeah. Right? The issue is getting them to send them more frequently.
Exactly. And more in the report, maybe it's just worth stating that there's no technical reason why this can't be accomplished from the score side.
Okay, let's see. Where we put that real quick.
Oh, we have 1 minute. Excuse me.
Okay, score. Score is capable of handling daily updates. Steps should be taken. To steps should be taken, arrangements should be made to get the other agencies to send it daily. I'll figure out some way to reword that better. Okay. We will get that done. Okay. JD 31.
I think we can move on from mine onto HH 32, if that's okay.
That's fine. Report should affect the CDOS is already heading this direction. This is the first that we've had any of that information, and I'm just not sure if it's relevant, so it's kind of up to whether the commission thinks it's relevant and wants to include it.
It may not be, because regardless, this is the direction we need to head.
Yeah.
So okay. It's just not necessary. Yeah. I'm fine with taking it out after our other conversation about clarifying the importance.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Trevor may have had this on his Christmas list for a couple of years isn't relevant to what now it needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Current early vote model registration screen does all of these things. And we agree, the new application to be developed must also do them. So, and...
Yeah, I guess here, and then looking at it with the new functions that are on the next page, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, JD 35. Yes, we did have that down at the bottom, that the business practice subgroup should evaluate this.
Wayne Williams.
Okay.
So their next meeting's calling in. I would just say that I think residency is one of the issues that the commission's going to need to take up, and I'm okay leaving it in. I think that's one of those how SCORE handles that is a further conversation.
Okay.
And the rest of them, I don't know about the rest of you, but the rest of them on... Good with Jesse.
Let's see. Two of the rest are changes added. Yeah, we got residency. There's newness. These items should have been the same as in 213. We're deleted. I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we're done.
Well, thank you all. We'll get this done and get it back out to you probably sometime tomorrow.
Great. And let me know if you have any questions once you see the chart the chart I resent today. That's Hillary.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.